Blog Talk Radio. Hello and welcome, my beautiful listeners. Happy Monday. Thank you so much for joining in. You are listening to How Do You See It, brought to you by your one and only host, Miriam Alamu. Today we're going to talk about one of those emotions that can maybe cripple us or motivate us. It depends on how you use it, right? So we all go through this emotion as being a human being by itself, whether you are younger or older, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter whether you have a different color, whether you have a different religion. It really doesn't matter. So we all go through this emotion. And today, that the emotion that we chose to talk about is fear. But we're not only going to talk about fear. We're going to get some kind of tips from my beautiful guest, Stephanie D'Alfonso, today. And she's going to show us how we can use that, right, and for the best of our outcome and for the best of our life to go, to come up, right? So we're all going to discuss about that. Stephanie is here with me today. Stephanie, thank you so much for joining in.
Oh, Miriam, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
You're welcome. So Stephanie has helped a lot of, I can say thousands of clients about fear, you know, overcoming fear, because each and every one of us go through that. And fear can, as I said, cripple or motivate or make us do something that we are going to regret or create a destruction to our community, because fear can be anything from the fear of, let's say, skydiving or bungee jumping, to a fear of not being enough, not being loved. So that might in turn can create a destruction. Some people don't feel like they are loved, so in order to get attention, they might do some things that that is not good, that's not filled with love. So we're going to talk all about it. So Stephanie has helped a lot of people with this, and she's going to tell us what she has experienced and what we can learn from that. So Stephanie, what is the most frightening or scary experience you have ever had from both that crippled you and motivate you?
Well, thanks for asking, Miriam, because it's a really, it's a very important part of my story. It's a very important part of why I do what I do. So years ago, I was a popular radio DJ. My radio name was Stevie Knox down in South Florida. And nice. I gave up my career. Thanks. I gave up my career to follow my husband's career and to raise our children. And so life was going pretty good. And then, out of the blue, we find out that my husband needs a transplant. And if you or your listeners know, the transplant list are so long, and they did not give him good odds that he was going to actually get a transplant. So in this journey of the next 3 years, he went into liver failure 15 times, and each time that he went into liver failure, he was like just inches from death. So I was just paralyzed with fear, because here I was with two young children and the very real possibility that my husband was going to die, and how was I going to take care of these children, because now I've given away my career. So it led me into having to reinvent myself and find another career. And again, I was home, a stay-at-home mom at the time with two young children, and, I can't go to school, I have to stay home with my kids. So this was quite a few years ago, and I learned that you could go to school to be a coach over the internet and on the phone. And it's so funny because, that's so commonplace now, but this was cutting edge technology back then. And so I started out, being trained as a coach, and then I learned, there's hypnosis. And I had been doing tapping or emotional freedom techniques for even, longer before that. And so my turning my fear into something that served not just me and my family, but also it serves each and every client that I work with, each and every person who hears me talk about this, because I'm living proof that you can overcome your fear. And by the way, my husband thankfully had a very successful transplant, and his doctors say he is like a poster child for successful transplant.
Wow, congratulations. That sounds really good. It's like a story,
yes,
very scary, and then kind of turns, yeah, that's very good. So that was your technique of overcoming that fear? Was it going to the class that gave you that sense of that you're going to overcome it, or what was it?
I don't know, to be honest with you, Miriam. I can't say that it was a technique. It was, I didn't know what, I had no other choice. And so I just didn't have another choice. So I reached out to reached deep inside of myself to be able to find that strength that I had within me, which I didn't think I had it in me at that time. You know, I was a quibbling little, like, mass of jello, and I didn't feel like I was powerful. I didn't feel like I had any power or any control, so I reached deep down. But it's not like I was able to just flip a switch. It took me a long time, and really took me working with some other people, you know, some other healers, to help me heal those really deep wounds. Because if you don't mind, Miriam, I want to get into where our fears lie in regards to our mind. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's perfect.
So, great. So I'd like you and the listeners to imagine looking at a picture of an iceberg. And you're going to see just a little bit above the water is like maybe 10% of the iceberg. And then 90% of what that iceberg is below the surface, right? So if we transfer that to our minds, the top part, that little 10%, is our conscious mind. And it thinks that it's running the show and, you know, it can talk itself out of anything. And yet, anything that's lodged underneath, under the surface, in the subconscious mind, when a problem is lodged there, when a problem is created there, or an issue is created in the subconscious mind, there is no way to deal with it from the conscious mind. So if you have, if you go to one of my websites, is sheconquersfear.com. And if you go to that, you'll see this amazing, beautiful young woman jumping out of an airplane skydiving. And holy moly, when I saw that, it just blew me away, because 5 years earlier, I had helped this young woman overcome her debilitating fear of flying. And so she and her mother came to me, and the mother said, oh, we know exactly where this began. And I said, I smiled nicely at her, and I said, maybe, maybe not. And it had nothing to do with what the mother had said. Where it was lodged in the subconscious mind was a totally different experience. And so we did the healing around that, and then she was free. So if you just try and talk yourself through things, like, you know, I've heard with fear of flying, just buck up and push through it and get on the plane. It's not taking care of it. It's still like, okay, fine. And this young gal who, you know, you can see jumping out of this airplane, she said she did this on her 5th anniversary of the first flight that she took without panic attack and without Xanax. And I'm not saying anything, you know, bad about medication or other alternatives, but they're short-term fixes. Yeah, it will help you get through that flight, but then what about the next one and the next one?
Correct. Yeah, you're right. Actually, here's one of her clients said about Stephanie. Stephanie D'Alfonso is magical. Her voice is calming and electrifying at the same time. I was a bit skeptical at first, not sure how she might be able to help me, but she has helped me in a way that I keep uncovering. We all have layers upon layers of guns that worked insidiously behind the scenes, and Stephanie has a way of showing up and confronting this gang for you that it just goes away. You do need regular tune up, so don't mistakenly think that this is a one-shot relationship. Stephanie is someone you want on your team for the long term. As things move and change in your life, the gunks show up again. when that happens, I always know I have Stephanie in my corner. And each time the process gets easier and easier. I cannot recommend working with Stephanie highly enough. A very unique, empowering, and humbling experience. This is from her client, Donna Cravato. So why I chose this testimony is because you were explaining how even if you overcome the fear, that little fear that is holding you for this moment, there will come another one. So that's what she was saying exactly. You know, you might overcome this one, but yeah, because life brings a lot of things on your way, and definitely there will come another one. And it's not only because of that. We are human beings. We have to be afraid of some things. That's how we work. It's one of the emotions.
Right. Because, you know, we're wired for that fight or flight syndrome, right? And that really does serve us. It's, you know, we were wired that way, you know, back when we were living in caves. But it still serves us today. If we are in the city and we go to step off the curb and a bus is coming or a taxi is coming, we want to be able to jump back out of the way. But we have gotten to a point where we're activating that fight or flight syndrome over and over and over again. And it's burning us out. It's burning us out. It's really interesting that you read that particular testimonial today, Miriam, because I closed my office. I work exclusively virtually these days. And yet I had a local mother who called me recently, wanted me to work with a 12-year-old. And so I said, okay, you're local. I like to work. If I'm going to work with children, I need to work with them in person because I need to have that personal touch. And she said, oh, well, I expected it would just be one visit. And I said, no. I will not do one visit, because if you bring your child to me and I help him get over this fear of the water, mm-hmm. of what might be in the water, and I think you leave and I think, oh, we've got it, but I missed that little last 2%, and you don't bring him back, then he's never going to feel like he can overcome that. So I always want to make sure that my clients know that once you experience that, Miriam, once you experience that you've had this fear and you've overcome it, you are empowered for life, because you know you can achieve anything.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So tell me this, is fear like a phobic fear, the type that one of your clients did, the skydiving, the bungee jumping, anything that you can do physically, is it different from the fear of not being enough, you know, not being loved, not being appreciated, being wanted?
There are subtle nuances to every fear and every person. We all experience them differently. We all have our roots in those in different ways. But that's why I have that SheConquersFear.com website, because I really understand now that it doesn't matter what someone comes to work with. And, you know, I've worked with people about just about anything you could possibly imagine. And it all boils down to some kind of a fear. So, you know, maybe it's you're being held back in your career, that you feel, you know, you keep getting passed over for promotion. You keep getting passed over, And then we look at it and we get to the root cause. And maybe it's the root cause that you feel like you're not good enough, like you are not enough. And that's what you're projecting at your job. Yes. So that your boss says, okay, well, you don't think you're good enough, so I don't think I am either. And this is not happening on the conscious level. This is all happening at the subconscious level. But when we can address that fear and heal it, and I'm not talking about anything that's like so drastic that it's, you know, tough or it feels bad. You know, I really have a very gentle approach. But when you are able to turn that around and recognize that if you're 42 years old and I'm helping you and realize that the root cause is that you don't feel good enough, I can almost guarantee that that is going to go back to your childhood, because I would say, you know, 95% of the experience that I've had with clients, and we're talking thousands of clients now, that we have these traumas or perceived traumas when we are children, and that becomes our reality. So, you know, if someone, I'll give you a great example. I had I had a woman years ago. I'll always remember her. She was 62 years old. She wanted to work on her weight, and when she walked in my office, I was like, oh, she doesn't, like, she's trim and attractive. But to her, you know, she had a couple of pounds. And so the root cause of it, this is a 62-year-old woman. The root cause of it was she was 5, maybe 6 years old, and her father came home from work, and he had this junky jewelry box, you know, a little jewelry box with plastic jewels on the outside for her, and her mother freaked out. How dare you? Don't bring her presents. You should be bringing me presents, blah, blah, blah. So she had developed this, you know, I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough to receive these gifts. And after we did the healing, you know, in her next session, she came and she's telling me, you know, about this and about that. And she said, you know, I just don't understand. I don't feel like I have to be perfect anymore. It was astounding because that doesn't sound like a trauma, right? But she had gotten that imprint at the age of 5 or 6 years old that she wasn't good enough. So she had this fear that she wasn't good enough, this fear that she wasn't lovable.
Yeah. Wow. That's interesting. Yeah. I ask that because even for myself, I feel like there's a little bit of a difference because I'm not going to go skydiving because I'm very scared. And but yeah, I'm serious about that. I have to work with you in order to get that. And but you know, when
can I interrupt and ask you? Feel in me? That you have to go skydiving?
No, I actually don't believe in it, so that's why. Right. I don't see the fun in it.
Right. So I had a client who I helped with her fear of heights, and she said, okay, I'm not afraid of that anymore, but I still don't want to go on the roller coaster with my kids. And I said, well, you don't have to. It doesn't mean that just because you know, overcome your fear, it doesn't mean you have to do something that you don't want to.
Yeah, I believe in that. But, you know, my friends don't agree with me. They're like, you don't want to go because you're scared. Well, of course I'm scared, but I don't want to do it because I don't think it's fun, you know. But
is it holding you back in your life?
Not really. That's what I was going to tell you, because on the flip side, if let's say, for example, if I am not appreciated by my boss or my friends or for whatever I'm doing, if I believe in it and I don't see any appreciation or I don't see any love coming, it kind of motivates me to do more so that I can get that. And I don't know, for that one is working for me.
Okay. So when I think, you know, it's bottom line, it comes down to, if you just don't want to do something, that's a choice. That's not a reaction to the fear.
Correct.
Right? So the young woman on my website that's jumping out of this airplane, if I had taken her, if she and her mother had come to my office and she was like, I mean, she was adamant, I am not going on this family vacation. I'm not. So if I had put her in the car and taken her out to the local skydiving place, she would have never overcome that fear because it was, you know, from one extreme to the other. So I truly believe that we make simple shifts for lasting changes. So, you know, we did the healing work, then she went on her first airplane ride, then she went on a lot more airplane rides, and then she eventually, you know, 5 years later, talk lasting changes, 5 years later, here she is jumping out of an airplane.
Yeah, you're right. That's amazing. So my beautiful listeners, you are listening to How Do You See It with me, Miriam Alemu, and Stephanie D'Alfonso today here with me talking about fear and how we can overcome it, what it really means. And it really, as she has explained it so far, you really doesn't have to conquer some of your fears if you don't want to. It's your choice, right? So we're talking about that. After a very, very short break, we will be right back to continue talking about fear. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much, my beautiful listeners. You are listening to How Do You See It. You can tweet at us at howdoyou_see it, or you can go to facebook.com/worldperspective, or you can email us at worldperspectiveshow@gmail.com. Today we're talking about fear with Stephanie D'Alfonso. And actually, Stephanie told me something amazing today. We all know that it's the beginning of summer, but she added something that was very amazing to me. So, Stephanie, would you like to share that with my beautiful listeners?
I would, because if you're listening to this live, this is an amazing day. It is not only the summer solstice, where it is the longest day of the year, right? We have the longest day of the year. It's also a full moon. And this has not happened since the Summer of Love back in 1967, and it will not happen again until 2062. So this is
amazing.
It's amazing energy to manifest what you want. So tying that in with our discussion about fear, this today and this coming week is a really wonderful opportunity for you to start focusing on what you want as opposed to what you don't want. So if you have a fear, you want to focus on what you want. You don't want to be focusing on that fear because it's just going to grow. So, again, I just thought when we had made this disappointment, Miriam, and then I realized like that it was this amazing energy. I just thought, this is really, really special.
Yes, this is a special day. This is going to be one of the best day for me, too, since I started this show. This is just amazing. Yeah, thank you so much for sharing that with us. And that, as you just said, is very important. If you don't want something, don't focus on it. I know we're talking about fear, but in any situation in your life, if you don't want anything, then don't focus on it, because as she said, it's just going to grow. It's like you're giving it life, right?
Yes.
All right. So we've talked about fear and how fear motivated you to change your life, and even you started your own business because of that. So how might someone overcome a big fear in your opinion? Because you have worked with a lot of people and have seen what worked and what doesn't work, have seen what's easier to do or not. And I know if anyone needs a big change, they should work with someone that has done this for a while and should look for a help on this situation. But there are some fears maybe that we can overcome by ourselves. And if you have any tips, you can give us. Yes.
Yes, definitely. So let's just start with the fear of not being enough, because that's a very common fear. There are so many of us that feel like we're not enough. And it could go back to, you know, being in front of the classroom as a child and you got something wrong and everybody snickered at you and calling you names and stuff. And so then, whether you recognize it on a conscious level or an unconscious level, then you're feeling like, wow, I really am afraid that I'm not enough. I'm not as good as anybody else. And so that is a really common fear. So if you saw the movie The Secret, The Secret had some good points, but it didn't go far enough, because The Secret's answer to that would be to just write an affirmation, say, I am enough, I am enough, like Dorothy, you know, clicking her heels three times in The Wizard of Oz. As long as, if we go back to that analogy of the iceberg, as long as you've got that big root in the subconscious mind that is saying, the truth is, I am not enough, or I'm afraid I'm not enough, then if you can, till the cows come home, say it at the conscious level, these affirmations, I am enough, I am enough, and inside it's going to be screaming, no, I'm not, I'm not. So a different way of doing that is to, instead of writing or saying, I am enough, come at it from like a Google search standpoint instead, and write it down as a question. Why am I enough? And so it is. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And so by turning it into a question like that, Miriam, then your mind, which is more powerful than any computer that we have built to date, then your mind is going out there like a Google search for reasons to show us why we are enough. And so Writing it down, I am such a believer in writing things down pen to paper, because there have been numerous research studies that show that it is a powerful way of wiring it into our brain. So when we write it down and say it out loud to the universe of, why am I enough? And I like to just, you know, affirm, and so it is, thank you, thank you, thank you. Then you start seeing, like, without looking like, okay, now I'm going to go look for it, all of a sudden you start seeing, you start noticing that, you know, somebody compliments you. Maybe your boss says, hey, that was a great job. Maybe your best friend says, wow, I don't know what it is about you, Miriam, but you just really are, like, looking great today. So you start noticing that the universe starts giving you reasons why you are enough. And then the flip side of that is to also start becoming aware of that inner critic voice that we all have that says, I'm not enough, and finds reasons and says horrible things to us that we'd never say to another human being. We've got to start quieting that voice, because as long as that we are letting that voice have free reign in our head, it's going to keep beating that fear drumbeat louder and louder. So the key to that is to recognize, oh, I'm doing this again. And then without beating yourself up, then maybe shift into that question, why am I enough? It's totally taking the power away from it. If you and I were sitting across from each other, Miriam, and I put my hand up against yours and I started pushing, you're going to start pushing back at me. And so these affirmations saying, oh, I am good enough, the part that thinks it's the truth in the subconscious that says, oh, no, I'm not good enough, is pushing back, screaming. So we take the push away from it and say, why am I enough?
Yeah, that's powerful. Yes, that I totally agree with that, because on the flip side, if you, for example, When we are scared of something, when we are anxious about something, we tend to focus more on that. And the question that keeps coming into our mind is, for example, as let's continue from what you were talking about, it's going to be like, why am I not enough? And as you said, our mind is very powerful, and it's going to keep answering. It's going to bring some answers, as long as you ask a question. So it depends on what kind of question you ask your mind.
Right, ask
That's
a better
very
question.
Powerful. Yes, ask a better question, because your mind is going to answer it anyways. I love that.
Right.
Thank you so much for that. So there's this idiom called put the fear of God into someone. And the meaning of it is scare someone with the possible outcome to change their behavior. So from working with a lot of people, have you ever used fear as a technique to make your client conquer whatever they were feeling?
No. And I've had clients ask me. Most of them over the years were smokers, and I don't work with smokers anymore. But most of them over the years, when people would ask me, I want you to scare me, it would be the smokers. And I'd be like, you think that that's what's going to help you, but it's not. Because if it scares you to stop, it's only going to scare you to stop for a short term. Plus, that's just not who I am. Like, I was raised with that, with the, oh, you know, put the fear of God in you. Oh, you stop crying, or I'm going to give you something to cry about. Well, that didn't feel so good. And anybody who was raised that way, they're all nodding their heads right now saying, yeah, I know, it didn't feel so good. And it's not empowering. My whole mission, Miriam, is to empower people. This 12-year-old boy that I'm working with now, and I really have the pleasure of working with a lot of 12-year-olds. It's a really great age, because they're old enough to really, like, really work with, and yet they're still young enough. And so at 12 years old, changing the trajectory of this child's life, right? So that a 12 years old, overcoming the fear and knowing that he did it, that it wasn't because somebody scared it out of him, that somebody else did it, but that he made this change, he will go through the rest of his life knowing that he can accomplish anything and not get to middle age or older and find out, have to dig through all the voices that have been keeping you scared for all those years, so you can get back to finding out who you really are underneath all of that.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Some people do use that, but I think it's as you said. I don't believe it's a good way of using it, anyways. Too.
And it's not effective.
Yes, correct. As you said, it's effective for a very short time, and that's not what we're looking for here. So, surveys have shown that more people are afraid of speaking in public than they are afraid of death. Do you believe that, or you don't?
I do. I do. It's absolutely amazing that here in the U.S., more people are afraid of public speaking than they are of dying. And I believe in the UK it's flipped, that more people are afraid, that number one fear is afraid of death, but number two is, again, public speaking. And again, I've worked with, you know, hundreds, if not thousands, of people with, you know, specifically for the fear of public speaking. And I mean, it's just amazing that, you know, we're not talking about, you know, somebody who has a speech impediment. I mean, these are usually really, really successful people who have this fear of public speaking. And the bottom line comes down to it's imposter syndrome. They're afraid of being found out that they don't know what they're talking about.
Yes. You're right. So, yeah, that is true.
So here it is. Somebody who is so naturally gifted and so incredibly talented in this one area that they're going to speak on in the company boardroom, and their knees are knocking and their heart is pounding and they're sweating because they're so afraid that they're going to open their mouth and they're going to be found out that they don't know what they're talking about, that they're really a fraud. And it's much more prevalent with people who are very successful. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor has said publicly that she has suffered from imposter syndrome. Great actors and actresses like Meryl Streep, Will Smith, who else? The late Maya Angelou. She had like over 50 honorary doctorate degrees bestowed upon her. And she still was like, well, why would they want to hear from me?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. That is very interesting.
It is. I mean, when you think about it, these really accomplished people, and they have this fear of being found out they're a fraud, and it's simply because what comes so naturally to them, like, can't possibly have any value in their minds.
Yeah. Wow. Interesting. So is there any specific story that you would like to share of any of your clients? If you don't want to, you're not supposed to mention their name, but if you think there's a story that people can learn from, any moving story that you might have.
Yes, yes. And it ties back in with what I was saying about The Secret earlier. Shortly after the movie The Secret came out, this woman, I will always remember her, this young woman, who was coming to my office on Monday night at 7 o'clock. It was an after-work appointment, and I always remember that it was a Monday because she saw the movie The Secret, and she knew that she had bought the winning Powerball ticket for Saturday night. So she was going to go in on Monday morning and quit her miserable job and tell her miserable boss where to go. And surprise, she didn't have the winning Powerball ticket. So she came to me that Monday night, and she was distraught. She was absolutely distraught. And where was the fear? The fear was that she was going to be stuck in this miserable job, which led her to be living a miserable life for the rest of her life. And she saw no hope. She was just mired and stuck, you know, like cowering in the corner with this fear. And so, you know, first I had to get her, you know, get her past the whole thing with the lottery ticket. But then to be able to uncover, if you think of taking the layers of an onion, you know, peeling back those layers, and then imagine that there's, for some reason, some amazing gem right in the middle of it. Well, once we peel back those layers and we can reconnect with that inner gem that's inside of us, the real truth of who we are, and I truly believe that each one of us is a beautiful being of light. That Marianne Williamson quote that I love so much about our deepest fear. It's not that we are inadequate, it's that we are powerful beyond measure. And then it goes on and wraps up with that little quote of, and as we let our light shine, we unconsciously give others permission to do the same.
Yeah. Wow. That's beautiful.
Yeah. So it's our light that most frightens us, not our darkness.
Yeah, correct. Wow, that's a beautiful way of looking at it, the different perspective. I think my listeners would enjoy this perception. I know I did. This is amazing.
Good.
This has been amazing, Stephanie. Thank you so much
Thank
for
you.
Sharing. Thank you so much for being here. And you can reach Stephanie Dolfonzo at stephaniedolfonzo.com, or for daily inspirations, you can go to sheconquersfear.com, or you can just type in Stephanie Dolfonzo on Facebook in order to reach her face-to-face, because we all face fear. And if you are looking someone to work with you, this is your one stop to get started. And notice I said to get started because it's a process, as she said. There's nothing good that can come to you within just a second. Everything needs work. So this is the same thing. It needs work. It's going to take time. But if you want to reach her, I'll put every information on this show as well, and you can connect with her, and she can help you with that. Stephanie, thank you so much. Is there anything else you want to tell us before we end the show?
I just want to thank you so much, Miriam. Thank you for this opportunity, and thank you for your beautiful mission of helping to get information like this out into the world, because you are just this beautiful being of light that is sharing this information and touching a lot of lives. So thank you, and I honor you.
Thank you so much. That really means a lot. Thank you so much, Stephanie, for taking the time out to be with us. And I know you're ready to go out for your daily walk, and I hope you enjoy that. Have a beautiful evening, and hope to talk to you very soon again.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Have a great day. Thank you so much, my beautiful listeners, for tuning in, for joining in. You are listening to How Do You See It? We have been talking about fear. You've been listening to Stephanie explaining to us what fear is all about. We do all, of course, experience it, but is it possible that we can use it for the best outcome of ourselves? Can we do anything better with it, or should we just let it be there if we are not supposed to overcome that fear? Is it necessary to overcome it? Do you want to overcome it? That's the question you have to ask first. Then if you have to, then try to do it yourself if it's a small, but if not, please do go to Stephanie Dolfonzo, because she's amazing. Her energy is just contagious, electrifying, and I love it. And we've been talking about fear. I hope you enjoyed it. Any questions, any comments, I'll be happy to accept and answer back any questions that you might have. Again, you can find us at howdo_see it on Twitter. Facebook, you can go to facebook.com/worldperspective, or you can email us at worldperspectiveshow@gmail.com. I'm always here to listen to your comments, and I really appreciate all of your comments that you've been sending to me, and I'm very thankful, and I'm very happy for those things. And happy summer. Today's, as we talked about it, it's the beginning of summer. It's a full moon. Please enjoy all that. And I hope you had a beautiful, I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful evening. And I will see you next week. Enjoy your beautiful week and make the best out of it, please. Bye.